Welcome to Serenity, a service for your well-being. I'm Peggy Nichols, and along with my wonderful spirit guide, Anthony, we're going to try to entertain you for the next hour. Tonight, I have two wonderful friends and guests who will be joining us, two who are very, very gifted and very special in their own right. But we'll have hopefully some time after their interviews with them for some call-ins for those who would like to have questions answered about their relationship. But if we do run out of time, please go to the website, leave your name or just first name and with your question. I will email you back an answer, but if you like, we'll hold you off until next Monday and give your answer live. And so many people want to know, is he or she that good emotional investment? So please call and let me give you an insight, and hopefully it will give you some direction and not maybe walk through some mistakes. And I'm hoping that we're going to have here online here in a few moments is a wonderful friend and Reverend Sandra Davison. She is an amazing medium, a spiritualist, and a metaphysician. I met Sandy a few years ago, and actually she came into Serenity, and we did an aura chakra cleansing and a reading. With the service we go through, or I do, and read your chakras, but I'm able to go through and read your life, telling you what's happened throughout the process of your years. And it's amazing the difference it can give you and having that insight that a stranger can pull out and tell you about, and maybe things you've forgotten, and maybe the memory just didn't want to remember. And then after our break, we're going to bring in another dear friend, Cora Angel, who is an extraordinary medium, a channeler, and a clairvoyant. And her wonderful gift, she enjoys talking to those on the other side. So if you have any questions you want to give to a loved one, or maybe the loved one wants to reach out and touch you, and she is a wonderful woman to call and to be that messenger for you. And until my guest is online, I'd like to direct you to my website, serenitypeggynichols.com. Thank you so much. So after you get off the air here with me tonight, go and look at my website, and hopefully there's a service there I can help you with. And I am going to introduce you as Sandy. I think I know you well enough that I can not have to go Sandra.
Yes. How are you, Peggy?
I'm fine, dear, and I thank you so much for being a guest tonight. You're one of my favorite people, and I say that wholeheartedly. And we do have a little bit of a history here, and as I was just telling the audience, that I met you at Serenity a couple years ago, and you came in for a aura chakra cleansing and a reading. Could I have you share with the audience what that was about and how it affected you and maybe have changed your life and maybe even the smallest of ways?
Mm-hmm. Well, first I want to thank you for asking me on your show. This is very exciting, and I will explain to you or your audience about chakra cleansing. We normally are dealing with the seven chakras, and the facility that you had in Marshall, Michigan, was delightful, and it really, it did help. It absolutely did. I had aura cleansings before at Crystal Beds in the John of God facility in Brazil. So when I went to your Serenity, it was just like an added bonus, you know, like coming home again. And it's just like putting yourself in a washing machine and okay, and then let's take this little chakra out here and we're going to dry it and oh, it's going to sparkle so nice, and let's, you know, polish it up and make it go straight, and there you go.
It's amazing. People who are just becoming acquainted with chakras and the understanding, there is such an importance because the chakras have a timeline. And when we have a violation or a drama that happens in our early stages of our life, we start misfiring. It's like your pistons aren't all hitting in unison. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of go around, as I call it, in this, like this fog or this funk. And we don't realize what it is until we're fortunate to find an avenue or someone who can go in and read the energy mm-hmm. and actually see the visualization of those actions.
That's true. And then what a lot of people don't understand either is that there's more than just seven. You've got 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Yes, we do.
So I don't want to get into too much, you know, but those are very important also. And you're right about it. If you've had a shock or trauma in your early childhood or sometimes even in a past life, it can come through. And people who read energies around people and their lifelines can tell that and can see it and can help that person work through issues that they have in this present life.
Yes, and that's a good point that you brought up, Sandy, that we do bring through karmic debt and dramas from our past, and we have to address those, and it's like getting a ton of bricks off our shoulders when it's finally addressed, and it's just getting to be the best of our best, and it's just a wonderful cleansing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I do.
Well, you are an amazing young lady. I was so happy to do this session on you. And, of course, each client, it's a wonderful journey. It's like you could write a book, and you would almost have to tag it, believe it or not. Because some of the things that come through mm-hmm. is just very surprising. But I want to talk a little bit about your gift, Sandy, because I've seen you develop through the last couple of years and just – I'm astonished to see an individual who's gifted, but seeing that third eye truly awaken and open again. Mm-hmm. And could you tell the audience, is there an age that pops out with you that you remember being different and seeing things or making those connections?
Well, I think a lot of people can identify with this, that when they were young, and they would see spirit, or they'd see an uncle or a grandmother that had passed over, and you promptly turned around and said to your mom, "Hey, look, there's Nana!" And then your mother looks at you and goes, "Ooh!" You know, either she does that or she breaks down and cries. And so they can identify with that. Well, I was one of those children. And I was promptly told that I had a overactive imagination. And it is difficult growing up when you have parents that are, very fixed, you know.
Yes.
And so it was difficult. It was a difficult childhood because I would see things and know things and just could not talk to anyone. And so wasn't until I grew up and got away, you know, went to college for a year and worked in the East Coast for a while and started meeting people that were of like-minded and could see things also. And then I realized that I wasn't crazy and that I wasn't bad, and so it went wonderful. It did. And then so speed dial to the present day. So when you're raising children and you are a mom and such, you kind of sometimes you put things on hold, and so you go through that era, and then it's your turn again. And so when I had the opportunity to go to John of God, or I should say he likes to be called the Medium Joao, known as the John of God, in Brazil, I was very ill and in a state of depression and needed a whole bunch of help. So that was one of my first trips, and I have since been there, I think, eight times, and I lived there for 6 months, and it was life-changing for me, absolutely. I can honestly say that he looked at me, and he does not speak English, but the interpreter said, you will be off all your antidepressants in 6 months. And being on them for 10 years, you know, you're kind of fixed on those antidepressants, and it's, wow. And I thought, oh, yeah. Well, sure as heck, 6 months later, bam, off everything.
And isn't it amazing?
It was definitely amazing. And they have crystal beds there that clean out the chakras, and just it's wonderful. Really, it's a spiritual energy healing on all levels for any human.
And I think it's wonderful that people are becoming more aware of John of God and the healing clinic in Brazil, but also being open that there is other alternatives and that the mind can help heal the body and that your faith system, and that you don't need to have all these prescription drugs, because they truly do add to the sickness.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's horrible because you're dealing with one issue, and before you know it, now you compounded that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are unfortunately a society that we believe that if it's not prescribed, it doesn't work. But healing energy, and we've been at the Corinthian Spiritualist Church to do special healing sessions. And for those who've never experienced a healing session, it's unreal. The heat, the vibration,
mm-hmm.
the love that embraces you and the entire building, it's so profound, and you cannot walk away and think something special didn't happen.
Yes, that is true. That is very true. The Beatles wrote that song, All There Is Love.
Yes,
and that's exactly what God is. God is love, and that is the universal theme through any religion.
It really is. And we unfortunately turn away from that, and if we can't see it or touch it, it's almost like, I don't want to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And children have such a wonderful, wonderful innocence. And up until about the age of 7, that purity, they can see spirits, they can communicate with angels, and like you say, they can see Nana or someone of the family who has passed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not blinded. They don't have that gray coloring inflicting their third eye or closing it down. We're tagged having an overactive imagination. We're automatically put on Ritalin or Prozac, and it's unfortunate because now you numb, you shut down something
yes.
that is so beautiful.
Yes.
But spirit does have a way of giving, as you put it, our turn again, that
mm-hmm.
reawakening, not being concerned about what other people think is
you
what resonates with your soul.
Yes,
yes. It's
you
you're
have
wanting.
To want. You have to do your 50%. You, it's
yes.
just, you know, things are not handed. Nothing is free.
No.
It's meditation. It's getting out of your own box and looking at how can you help someone else? How can you give a smile to someone else?
Yes, it's so true. And it's being a disciplined. I know in doing classes and people wanting to awaken, and I go, well, there's three P's. There's permission, protection, and patience. And patience is probably the most difficult for everyone, because we want it now, we want it quickly, and for the less effort. But it doesn't work that way. I always tell people it is spirit's timeline, not ours. But with the discipline, and I've seen that with you, that even through some difficulties and hardships and physical issues, you stayed faithful. You kept believing, and how
I think
that carried you.
one of the hardest times was when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when you hear those words, it's devastating. It is, you just kind of, you go into a time warp, you know. And I thought, okay. And I immediately got on a plane and headed for Brazil. And that's when I stayed down there for 6 months. And I did a lot of meditation, a lot of cleansing, a lot of, okay, where do I go from here? And I was very lucky. I chose not to go through the chemotherapies, the ports, and do all that. I did have a mastectomy, but that's nothing compared to what some women are dealing with. And but my cancer has not spread, and I am healed totally. So,
well, and what's wonderful too, honey, is that our bodies all go through changes. They do talk about gravity. So no matter willingly or unwillingly, those changes are going to happen. But it really, no matter how the exterior is, when we're at peace with our soul, Sandy, and I know you can appreciate this, there is such a beauty, a balance, and your soul, as I like to say, it dances, it sings.
Oh,
and
thank you.
So, and you do that. I see that when you smile. And knowing when you were hurting at times, you still try to make other people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I so commend you. But also helping people laugh. But I want to go into your gift that you are an amazing medium, seeing you do mediumship and message work at the church. But you're also available for those who are looking for someone who isn't that charlatan, someone who is real, and that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And would you please let people know where they can contact you if they have a question or need that message work?
Okay. They can reach me through this phone number. I am going to also, probably next week, they'll have their website open and or up and running, and it'll be PricePublications.com. But if they need something immediately, I can get back to them, and they can reach me at area code 517-783-2601. And that is an office number, and you can leave your name and number, and I will get back to you.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to listeners. I've seen Sandy in action, and she's a no-nonsense girl, and I like that. So she's very candid, honest, and I like that. So, the old cliche is don't ask unless you truly
unless
want
you
to
really
know.
Absolutely.
But that's
that's
trust
true.
Me, I've had her do readings for me, and I have to admit, she was right on target, and I'm not an easy read. and she got me. So she comes very highly recommended. So I truly, truly recommend folks pick up the phone, call. She will be of great assistance to you. You will not regret it.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome, dear. Now, before I let you go, is there anything special, honey, you would like to leave with the audience, or just something maybe you hold dear to your heart?
I want everyone to do, when you're meditating, please pray for the earth, the healing of the earth with the animals, the oceans, with what's going on all globally. I mean, we really need healing for the earth. We really
do.
Your meditations, yes, you're meditating to get into your own vibe and everything else, but don't forget that there are other entities out there. There are other worlds that need you, that need our prayers.
Yes, they do. And energy has no boundaries. And that love, that prayer, you know, it's not just contained here for Earth, but it into the other universe, the other dimensions. And we need to be conscious of that and really paying attention. You know, even going out and putting your hands upon Mother Earth, you know, if you really listen and feel the heartbeat, you will feel her heartbeat, and you can hear her talk. When I tell people, go to a willow tree or go to a big oak and put your back into it, listen, it will almost feel like energy, its arms going around you, embracing you, and the wisdom, all the stories that they can tell you, and the guidance. And I'm glad that you brought that to the attention of our audience, because we do need to meditate, and our prayers not just being for our loved ones or ourselves, but for all. And remembering the animal kingdom, because they are so necessary. And with,
they are.
Yes. Definitely. And without them, we lose a part of ourselves. And that is such a tragedy. But once again, audience, please, this is Miss Sandra Davison. You can reach her at 517-783-2601 or through the website of Price Publications, if I'm correct. Wonderful. Well, Sandy, I thank you for joining me tonight. You are just always a delight.
Thank you for asking me, Peggy. I was very nervous, and I told Seth before we got on, I said, well, can you hear me? And he said, yes, I can hear you. I said, oh, okay, because I've got this little headset, you know, and I want to make sure that I can hear, because I can't talk unless I can use my hands. And he roared laughing. And he says, oh, this is going to be good. And I said, yes, I need to use my hands so I can talk.
We are fortunate. We have a Seth here at BBS Radio who just makes makes us look good. How's that?
Yes, they do. All right.
Sandra, have a wonderful evening,
honey.
And my love and prayers with you. And I will be talking with you soon.
Yes. Thank you, Peggy, so much.
You're welcome. Good night. Oh, but audience, she is an amazing, amazing medium. I do, again, encourage you to call her. We're going to take a short break here so we can get online. My next guest, Cora Angel, again, who is a wonderful clairvoyant, medium, channeler, and as she likes to say, she enjoys talking to dead people. So with that, if Mr. Zeth will give me my cue, we'll take a short pause and we'll be back with Cora. Welcome back. Well, we have another treat tonight. As I said, we are going to have Cora Angel, who is a wonderful medium, channeler, and a clairvoyant. And Cora has this amazing gift. But before we get into that, I met Cora a couple years ago, and she came into Serenity. And Cora, I'm sure you remember that day.
Oh, I will never forget that day.
Could I have you share with our audience that moment you walked through the doors of Serenity and met me?
Well, I'll go back about, probably 6 months before I had walked into Serenity. I was in Marshall, and I was just interested in the place and what you were doing there. It was on the lines of what I wanted to do in my hometown. And you were busy doing an ear candling and pretty much ignored me. And from that moment, I really wanted to be in that building. I didn't want to leave that day. And your other worker talked to me, and, you would get back to me. Well, 6 months go by, and I see your ads in the newspaper, and I really wanted your building. There was something about the building that I really enjoyed just the few moments I was in there. And I was going to open my own business called Touch by an Angel Salon and Spa. And I had two or three different people telling me, well, go to Serenity. It's for sale. I said, for sale? I can't afford this place. I don't care how for sale it is. And they said, well, ask her if she'll rent it. I said, surely I'm going to go into this lady and ask her if she'll rent her business that she wants to sell. And three different people directed me to do this. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I'm going to be in town tomorrow anyways. What can it hurt? So I walk into Serenity, and I introduce myself. I said, hello, I am Cora Angel. I have a business called Touch by an Angel. I do massage, manicures, pedicures, facials, and I would like to rent your building and add this to what you do. And at that moment, you looked at me and said, well, hello, honey, I've been waiting for you. I was like, okay, lady's been waiting for me. Well, this is interesting.
And well, that was quite the look on your face, I have to admit.
And with that, you told me to sit down. And you started talking to me and telling me how much it would cost to take over your building. And as a matter of fact, the night before, you had taken it away from being sold and decided you would rent it. So that was amazing. Yes. In itself.
Yes.
And then you begin to tell me how much money it will take and this and that, and I was just like, well, ma'am, I don't have that kind of money. And this was a Friday. It was December 11th, I believe, of 2009. And you said, well, by 4 o'clock tomorrow, you'll have information for me. And I thought, okay, this lady's kind of nuts. Because the next day is Saturday, and there's just no way I could come up with this money. Well, the day goes by, and it gets near 4 o'clock, and throughout the day I had realized that I had met your mother 6 months before. So I thought, okay, well, she said I'd have information by 4, so I'll call her. And with that phone call, I called you, and you said, well, I told you I knew your mother and your aunt, but I still didn't have the money, and it's Saturday. And that's when it really got interesting, because you looked at me, and you said, well, just put it out there. An older gentleman will come forth. And I'm thinking, you know, my parents have passed. I don't know anybody with money like this. I don't know any older gentlemen, as far as that goes. But okay. And you said, just put it out there. And I said, all right. And I'm thinking, and I said to you at the time, well, you know, today's Saturday and tomorrow's Sunday, and I still don't know how I'm coming up with that money. And you said, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, tomorrow it will be a done deal. And I said, You realize tomorrow's Sunday and I still have none of this Monday. And honey, you're fine, honey. Just put it out there. And I thought, okay. So I got up on Sunday and I went to church like I normally did and went to lunch like I normally did. And I was sitting around a table with a group of people, and I had been trying to open my own business in my town for the last several months. And a lady says to me, Cora, are you ever going to open up your business? I said, well, interesting thing. I got this offer. I just don't know how it's going to happen. And she said, well, what is it? And I said, well, I could take over this beautiful place in Marshall. It's a beautiful location. It's not a lot of money, but it's more money than I have. And with that, an older gentleman sitting beside me said, I'd like to be a silent partner in a salon.
Ah, you with little faith.
Yes. And I was stunned, so stunned, that my pastor at that moment walked in and walked directly over to the table because it shock was on my face, of course, because I'm remembering what you had said. And the pastor wanted to know what was wrong, and I said, well, when I could speak, I'll come over and talk to you. And the lady at the table said, Cora just fell out of the chair but didn't even move.
Sometimes messages come like a ton of bricks.
Oh, this one did. And so in a moment, I went to the pastor and I said, what we've been praying about for 6 months, I think, just happened. And I said, I think maybe I'm going to get my business. And the older gentleman that had said that, he looked at me and he said, Cora, you know what? I'll talk to you about this later. And I thought, oh. Well, I looked at the clock. It was 1 o'clock. And I thought, all right, this man's just pulling my leg. So I went about my day. And by the time I got my errands done, I got home, and I seen my answering machine was blinking, and I pushed the button, and it was this older gentleman. And he said, Cora, I was really serious. I want you to come and talk to me. And I thought, this is amazing. And I looked at the clock, and it was 4 o'clock. With that, I went to the man's house, and he gave me an amazing deal. He said, here's your deal. I've checked around. If there's anyone to invest in this town, it's you. And I want to give you this money, no interest, no late payments. You set the payments to be what you want them to be, and any services rendered to me can be deducted as payment. And I looked at him. I said, you're not trying to get a date, are you? He said, no, I'm serious. I like to help people, and I want to help you, and this is the deal I have for you. And I called your aunt to check out this man because he was virtually a stranger to me. And she said, you can trust him, Cora. Go with it. I said, well, if you say so, I'll do it. And I looked at the man, and I said, okay, we'll do it. And he said, good. We shook hands, and I looked at the clock. It was 5 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, you called me, and it was a done deal.
Done deal. Oh, I love hearing that story, and hopefully it just gives some validation to those who may have gone to my website and just wondering about getting a reading and the accuracy. But again, energy has no boundaries, and it's so wonderful to give a reading and having those people look at me like the deer in the headlight, you know. It's
Well, that was me. I said, this woman in Marshall, I don't know what her deal is, but this is what I told all my friends. I don't know what her deal is, and then it started happening. And from there, it got more interesting. And also, during this time, you had told me I would take over that business by December 15th, and I said, there's no way. That was December 13th. I went in. I absolutely gave you the money on the 15th, and then it got more interesting. You looked at me and asked me about my little brother, and my little brother I loved dearly,
and he passed at the young age of 33, very suddenly, the morning after Christmas. And I was devastated, and I wanted him back, and that's all I could think of. And my mother passed 3 weeks after him, and I wanted her back also. That's all I prayed about. I wanted them back. Well, you asked me if my little brother ever played tricks, magic tricks. And I said, no. And you said, well, that you seen him at a table full of magic tricks. And there was a veil over the table. And I could not see through the veil.
Yes.
And I said, okay, what does all that mean? And you retold the story. My brother's at a table with magic tricks. There's a veil, and I can't see over in through the veil. And I said, and what are we talking about? And you said, your little brother is behind everything going on in your life right now. And I said, what? With that, I have, right now I don't, but at that time I had very dark hair, and I have dark eyes. And you looked at me and you said, your brother's blonde with your dark hair? And I'm just looking at you like, oh, my gosh. You know, by this time, I have to believe anything that comes out of your mouth because I own Serenity now. And you told me, you said, Cora, did your brother have blue eyes with your dark eyes? And I said, yes. And you said, what is it about his eyes? And I, once again, about fell out of the chair because there's no way you would know anything about my brother's eyes. I did not know you at the time. And you said, he keeps pointing to his eyes. And I said, well, when he passed, we were going to donate his eyes, but we were not able to because he had to have an autopsy. And you said in your very lovely spirit, he donated his eyes. And I said, what? And you said, he donated his eyes. And with that you said, do you have a grandchild you're especially close to? And I said, oh, my God in heaven. I couldn't believe this. Because over 10 years before, I had been to my first clairvoyant. And she told me my brother would come back to me one day in the form of one of my grandchildren. And now I was with you 8 years later, and you're asking me about a grandchild. Well, I have three grandchildren. One is a step-grandchild, and I have two blood grandchildren born from the same son and daughter-in-law with very big brown eyes. But when my granddaughter was born with the bluest eyes you ever seen, I have said every day since she's been born, those are Polly's eyes. And
they
he confirmed
are.
It.
They are.
It was amazing.
Isn't it amazing how generous spirit is, honey, and how they come back. And I just want to iterate a little bit how Polly has just been so instrumental throughout the last few years. I mean, he's always been with you, but profoundly the last few. And with his assistant, and also with you being in Serenity, it's a very special building, and it has a lot of spirits in there, but they love to work and assist. Along with Polly, your third eye, the growing, the enhancement, your development, would you say really came to a full forefront by being in the building?
I would absolutely say that building is magical. From the day, as you know, that this all happened, I took over Serenity on December 15th, by the way. And you had one more session to do in my building now. It was my building. And you had one more session to do a couple days later. And this is when things really picked up. As you had told me, I've always had a gift. I knew things about close friends and my family members, but not about strangers at all. And you told me about the building and the history, and it was magical, and any gift I had would be enhanced by being in there. And by this time, of course, anything you said was gospel.
Thank you. Thought
you were kind of crazy. Now I knew that you were for real. And you had had a session in the back room, which we called the owner's room. It was the room the owners were supposed to work out of.
Yes.
And your spirit guide, you said, Anthony, wanted me to go to the back room, that there was something he wanted to tell me or let me know. I said, okay.
That deer in the headlight look.
Yes, like, what's going to happen now? And I went back there, and the energy was overwhelming to the point I could not really stand on my own. I had to hold on. There was a massage table in this room, and I had to hold on to the table. Shortly after that, I started hearing chanting, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, meaning the building was now mine. And this is crazy. I don't tell a lot of people this, but it is true. At that moment, I seen it. The best way to describe it that I tell people is like the ghost on the Scooby-Doo cartoon that you can see through. It was a mist. And I inhaled like three of these things and was somewhat lifted up. And as I walk around the table and I keep hearing this chanting, I could see my little brother in full apparition standing there. And I looked to the left and I see nothing but blackness. And I could hear my little brother say, Cora, don't look back. Don't ever look back. All the bad things that have happened in your life are over now. Look this way. And there was just the brightest light when I looked to the right. And I tell everybody it is a good thing I was not Lot's wife because, of course, I looked back again, and I would be a pillar of salt right now. But I looked back, and I seen the darkness again, and I could feel my brother's hand on my face turning it towards the light. And he says, Cora, everything bad is over now. Everything's going to be good.
Yes.
And it was amazing. And I came out of that room, and I told you what had happened, and you said, well, Anthony had a message for you.
Anthony, of course, is my wonderful spirit guide, and I never leave home without him. But it's amazing. And with looking forward, how wonderful that's been for you and the full development, honey, of your gift. And I'd like to focus on you here a little bit. And I thank you for the validation of my gifts and letting people know that normally what I see does come to fruition. But now let's talk about Cora, this wonderful medium channeler, clairvoyant, who has this amazing gift, and you do something that I'm not really comfortable going into that realm. And that's when spirits, those who have gone into the other realm due to violent death and that are seeking that messenger, that clairvoyant, to help them to obtain justice and to be found, would you share your wonderful gift with this listening audience?
Well, when I came out from the room, I looked at you, Peggy, and there are some cases in our state that are quite popular, I guess is the word, quite out there in the forefront. And I looked at you, and I named one of these cases and said, I'm going to solve that case. And I said, why would I say that?
Did I just say that aloud?
Yeah. I was like, I've never read on this case. I don't know these people, but okay. And over the next few weeks, I started getting visions of this person that's missing and what happened. And I started making a map. And now I knew the map. I knew a couple of the roads and a third road that I thought in my Cora mind, this is a paved road, but in my third eye, I see it as a dirt road. And I thought, Well, I must be wrong because Cora knows that's paved. And my girlfriend was with me and said, Cora, no, you are right. It is a dirt road. I can take you there. And took me to this area. And everything I had on this map was there. And I had never been there before. And I have come up with quite a few hits on this particular case that are 100% on.
And yes, I'm sorry.
I was just saying where it came from has got to be from Polly and the other side, because I had no knowledge of this case. And yet I was able to make a map, and this map is within miles of where they have searched for this particular missing person. Then it happened again, and it was another missing person, and this was over 2 hours from my home. I have absolutely never been to this area, and I was able to make a map before I was ever in the area, took someone up there and told them as we came to each road, turn here, turn there, and I said, whatever's on this map here, when we get to the destination, this map will match, and it did. And I am amazed by those things. And I always pray to be amazed because I know I cannot do this as Cora. It is definitely the help of the divine. I feel I give messages to people that are looking for something. I have my business, like I said, it's called Touched by an Angel Salon and Spa in Homer, Michigan. But I feel a lot of the people that come to me, they don't even know I'm a medium, and they think they're coming for a massage or a facial or something. And I seem to have a message that they've been looking for when they come here. And it may come out in their facial or whatever.
Well, we have to, for the listeners, when spirit comes through, if the energy is so strong, or the even the voice, or even seeing the spirit, we have to be that messenger. We are to deliver whatever is told to us to that individual. It may not make sense to us, and we've been there, done that, Cora. Mm-hmm. But it normally makes sense to that person that we're just giving the message to. And it's so wonderful when the spirit comes in. And Cora, I've seen you in action too, and how wonderful and gently you connect to that spirit realm. And when you're so touched with their energy and their emotions, that it brings you to tears, and you can fully give the message to that individual. And with that expression, and with warmth, and with heart. And I think a lot of mediums maybe lack that it, sometimes our message comes very cold and dry. But when you tap into the emotions, it's so different. Feeling their love, their tears, the touch. And I know you've had several readings, and even those of children that have come through to you. And I have to imagine that's probably the most difficult when it's such a young innocence that has gone into the other realms.
It's been an amazing gift. I always wanted to do this, never dreamed I could do this. When I took over Serenity, as you well know, you had been conducting what was called spirit fairs, where different mediums would come in on a Saturday and do readings and things, and you told me to put myself on as a reader in that February after this December, and I thought, once again, this lady's crazy. I can't do this. And you said, no, Cora, you can. And I could. I did. I must have done 8 or 10 readings that day, and people would look at me and go, that's absolutely right. And if you ever come to me for a reading, you will see, I like I say, I pray every day to be as amazed as the person in front of me. I am. To this day, I am amazed I mean, I have, you know, as John Edwards does, if there is a person that has passed, they will speak through me to you. The people that are missing, they so badly want to be found, and they will speak through me. The most frustrating thing on that aspect is getting someone to listen because they don't want to believe in this realm. And I once talked to a policeman, and he said, well, you know, if we were to find these people, what a great thing that would be for you and your business. And I said, oh, sir, you have it wrong. I said, it would be great for the family that they found their missing person. I said, but that's not what this is about. I said, the message that I have to deliver is this. In the end times, the Lord said he would take ordinary people and do extraordinary things. And believe me, I am just an ordinary person, and I now have an extraordinary gift. And the message is that the Lord wants to get out is to believe. Whether you call him the Lord, Buddha, whoever you want that being to be, believe there is another world. And the time is near. And you should get your acts together, because when I know that I can do this, like I say, I am amazed myself that I have such a gift, and that the Lord does work these ways to get people's attention. And that's what it's about. When I can have people that have passed over speak through me and give people a message that they have been longing to hear, it is amazing. It's amazing. The person in front of me, lots of times, they're in tears. The emotion, as you say, that comes through me is overwhelming. I feel what that loved one that's gone beyond feels about the person in front of me. I feel all those emotions, and it is quite a remarkable thing.
It's so profound, Cora, and you know, each and every day when spirit just comes in, and as you know, when I'll be talking to someone, and when my hands get ice cold, that's my signal. There's a presence of a spirit. And taking that moment for them to transform where I can see them clearly, or pull them in where I can hear their voices, it's just the joy. It's like, finally, someone who can see me, someone who can hear me. It's just like a children in a candy shop, because they so want to be heard. So desperately they want to give comfort to their loved one. And it's almost heartbreaking when they're out there almost in limbo for so many years. And once grief, that even if they come to you, you're so caught up in that anger that they've left you, or that sadness, that you don't feel their presence. And when the spirit is there, Cora, you'll validate it with me. You will feel them.
Absolutely.
And it's just paying attention and being open that death, as you know, we grow up with that horrible word, truly doesn't exist.
No, it does not. I used to be so upset when people died and I wouldn't see them or whatever. They are really right here beside you all the time. You may not see them. And when they come through me, I am nothing more than a vessel to be used for their messages. And that's what we all are. We're vessels. Once our spirit leaves, they don't need this vessel anymore, but the spirit's still there.
Exactly. And it's, you know, and I like to be referred to just as a messenger, an ambassador from the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And as that ambassador, doing what I'm directed to do. But everything, though, through love and through that heart chakra, and doing it with passion and love and understanding. And, you know, we have to ourselves stay disciplined, and knowing that there are laws of the universe that we must follow, too. And our gifts are just that, gifts.
Absolutely.
And they can be taken away if they're abused. The last few years, it's been very clear that a separation's been happening on Earth. And it's like the separations in the churches, spiritualism, religion, separation of those who are gifted, those who work with a dark energy, and those who work with a love and light. And the heightening, and that people like you, Cora, and Sandra, who was on earlier, and myself, we're here to help aid and assist not only the adults, but the children, because there are so many crystal and indigo children here that are special. They are those who are going to be taking over the world through their higher understanding and love, make this a much better planet. But they need that guidance and understanding that they're not different in a bad way. They're different. They're special. And I like to say, they're the ones touched by the hand of God, which makes me very emotional. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help them and to guide them and keep their beautiful natural gifts they're born with alive and not have them be suppressed and closed down to a latter day and time, because we don't have a lot of time.
No.
Change has to happen now.
I believe that is the message.
And I know our time, honey, is running short here. But if there is a message or a statement you would like to leave with our audience, and once again, please let them know how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, you may get a hold of me. I am on Facebook under Touched by an Angel Salon and Spa. I have a website. It's called The Coralie Angel Spa. That's all one word. Angel is spelled with two L's. .massagetherapy.com. Or you may call me at 269-781-8265. I would be glad to help you either find a missing loved one or to speak with someone from beyond or just give you a message or comfort that you are seeking in your life. I am available anytime for these things.
Cora, I thank you so much for being a guest this evening. It's such a joy talking with you. And as I like to say, you're part of my unique gathering of friends. And though we are gifted and special, we do gather together because we can talk about all of this and just think it's our norm. But again, folks, please contact Cora if she can be of aid and assistance to you. She's amazing. She has a beautiful God-given gift. And so let's keep her busy and using it. So, Cora, I again thank you. I will be talking with you shortly. And it was such a pleasure to have you here on BBS Radio.